The world just celebrated Ida Hobbit Day, but the celebration of Pride has only just begun. Brisbane has rolled out the Rainbow Carpet for Melt Festival, an annual showcase of queer arts and culture. From beauty pageants to art exhibits, there's something for everyone to enjoy. The Wire's Lucy Herron reports.
The International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia was on May 17th, and the world is more unified than ever. Ida Hobbit is celebrated globally every year. Marking the date, the World Health Commission declassified homosexuality as a mental disorder in 1990.
I think actually recognising that is, in a really small way, shows that some of those decisions in the past came from a really terrible place that for a time a lot of people, for most of our history, a lot of people shared. And I think it means a lot to be able to say we can move past that.
Queensland has taken advantage of the day to showcase the talent of the Australian LGBTQ plus community at the Brisbane Powerhouse. The annual celebration kicked off the Melt Festival, which celebrates queer arts and culture and has been likened to Mardi Gras. Chris Stewart, artistic director of the Powerhouse, helped start the festival 4 years ago.
So we founded the Melt Festival to give Queensland a queer cultural festival, something the equal to Mardi Gras or Midsummer or Feast in Adelaide. We've always had Pride, which is a really fantastic event, but we wanted to sort of do something that focused on the kinds of things we do at Brisbane Powerhouse, which is around sort of arts and culture. So we launched it 4 years ago as a way for LGBT artists and audiences to have a kind of platform in Brisbane to tell their stories.
The festival started off with a ceremony to commemorate Ida Hobbit Day. People from all over Brisbane came together as a community. Speakers took the opportunity to speak out against the injustices many still face around the world.
What stood out for me this evening was listening to Phil Brown talk about the 72 countries around the world where being gay is still a criminal offence and many of those countries were at the death penalty. So I just thought about all of the LGBTIQ plus people around the world who right now are in fear of their lives, and that kind of brought it home because it's a different situation here.
While it started on a serious note, Mr. Stewart says there is a wide variety of fun events taking place throughout the festival.
There's elements of it that I think people really look forward to every year, especially things like the beauty pageant, which is about drag kings and queens and, you know, what the idea of beauty can be within a queer-friendly community. That comes back every year and every year is bigger. The Melt Portrait Prize now is probably the biggest LGBT-focused art prize of its type in Australia. So a lot of these things have become really significant events and I think spoke of a need that existed in Brisbane for work such as this.
If you're trying to save, there are many free events.
There's a whole range of things and an incredible visual arts for people that want to come and experience things for free. You can walk through the Powerhouse. There's four or five visual arts exhibitions that are all really tremendous as well.
One of the highlight acts from the festival is Josh DeVater, a former Australian Idol contestant. His show, Like Mariah, will resurrect the career of the one and only Mariah Carey.
So Like Mariah is an homage to Diva, who currently possesses the record for the most number ones by a solo artist, 18 to be exact. And what I'm doing is I'm sharing parts of my life and my story through her catalogue.
Josh will be performing 16 of Mariah's songs and says his show also features a bit of comedy. He also lent his thoughts on the significance of the Melt Festival.
Celebrations like this are just really creates a platform for our amazing LGBTQIA plus artists, especially if you don't do drag or musical theatre, for lack of a better term, like, you know, what we see as typical from the community as well, like we're redefining what queer means, I think.
He hopes that events such as these pave the way for education.
But I think that's the most important takeaway I can take from this festival, is that it's so important for us to share our stories and to educate, and this is a great venue and a great festival for that.
Queenslanders have until Sunday the 27th of May to get amongst the action.
Are you guys planning on coming to any other events in the festival at all?
Oh, if there's free booze or...
And that story was by Lucy Herron.